Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 2 of Sensei and Friends Anime Exchange, where is newly named, as you can see, from episode 1 where we did not know where we were going to name it. And we have our Sensei David here. Say hi, Dave.
Hi.
All right, I got to admit, I got to come clean. I did not do my homework for today.
Oh.
I did not watch the animes you told me to watch, and that is because we recorded the last podcast yesterday, and I worked 8 hours today, so I did not have time to do my homework, okay? But I will do my homework hopefully before the next podcast, and if you could just remind me, it was another, was the one podcast, mm-hmm. or the one anime you wanted me to watch, mm-hmm. and what was the other one?
The Rage of Bahamut.
Rage of Bahamut. And I will hopefully get one of those in. They're both pretty short, right?
Another shorter.
Okay, another shorter. Hopefully I'll get that one in before the next podcast. I'll have some time next week. Or we can watch it together. We'll see. But anyway, I'm going to hand it over to you. What is Sensei Dave's lesson for today?
So, as I said before we started this, it wasn't really a lesson, it was advice, and the advice was don't count out anime movies if you're just an anime show watcher. The movies are worth watching.
Okay, there we go. Now, I was saying before, too, I had watched Inuyasha, and I just completely counted out the movies. I said, fuck that, too much time. And do most people count out the movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if you went to so many people that watch anime and you ask, oh, did you watch the movie that goes along with that? Or there's normal, that's plural, movies that mm-hmm. went along with those shows. And people will say, there's a movie?
Like, they don't like even know.
They'll have no idea that there's a movie because it's not something that's promoted or pushed to the front, and people just tend to forget about it, so it's a shame. They put a lot of work into those things, and they don't get the credit they deserve.
Okay, and you would say that's probably due to just time, because they're watching, what, 20-minute animes, and they're saying, or 20-minute episodes of each anime, and they're going, okay, I can pause this, whatever, right, I can just finish this episode, get through it, but like an hour and a half, it's too long.
Yeah, exactly, and then there's also the added factor that a lot of the movies don't add anything to the main storyline, so...
Mm-hmm. Most of them aren't canon, right?
They're their own short stories, basically, and that's like watching a whole nother show to some people.
Oh, okay. So how do the One Piece ones work? Are they canon, or are they just different?
Define what you mean by that.
Like, do they work into the storyline, or they're just one? They're one of those ones where it's a complete separate storyline.
So they sometimes they'll give cues in the show that's like there's somebody there or some bad guy in some certain way, shape, or form off in the distance or the shadows, but you'll never see him in the real show.
Mm-hmm.
So they take the that time or those stories or adventures that would just take too long to make. There'd be so many arcs in the One Piece universe if they went through each and every one. So mm-hmm. some of them, instead of wasting a couple of months animating, they'll just make them into movies instead.
Okay. And you were saying this came to your mind, you were thinking about this because you saw something on Anime Planet, right?
Yeah. There was, I was going through the top anime listings on the site before we got here, and a new one had popped into the number 3 rank.
Mm-hmm. And before we get into that one, because you were telling me a little bit about it before, how often will movies get, like, into those ranks on Anime Planet?
Actually, if you look at, like, the top 30 or so, I'd have to say, like, at least more than 20% of the top 10, or not top 10, top 30 are actually in there as movies. So
okay.
They have movies outranking shows,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. So are the movies getting better over time?
Yes and no, because so if you think of movies that are animated like Lion King and stuff, like you think of that, that's a classic. However, it's not modern
mm-hmm.
in any way. So they have animes like that, like Howl's Moving Castle and
mm-hmm.
Spirited Away.
Yeah, okay.
Like they have classics.
Which everyone's
like that.
Seen Spirited
and
Away.
Yeah, right. And
yeah.
So they're on different categories of what you could call good or
mm-hmm.
like decent. In
they're top tier movies.
Top tier, but they're top tier for their time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to judge between the two.
Okay. Like now and
yeah, like saying something's better now than something in the past. Like, of course, everything gets better in time, but there's certain things that are classics that
yeah.
if you grew up in that age, it's hard to compare.
Yeah, to the movies that are coming out now.
But yeah, there are a lot of good movies though right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, are movies that are part of so take Spirit Away, for example. Spirit Away is just a movie by itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no sequel. There's no prequel. It's like a regular movie. You go to the movies, you watch some movie, right?
Yeah, it's just animated.
Mm-hmm. It's just animated. Now, take that and compare it to, say, what we were talking about before, like One Piece movies, where they want to do like a bigger arc or something. They don't want to take months and months animating like some big arc or whatever, so they just make it into a movie. Are there ones that tend to be better, or do you just have to compare them individually?
Oh, the standalone movies are 100% better than the ones that follow pre-existing animes.
Oh, okay. And it's probably like production value and just money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they probably get a movie budget.
Well, they have a movie story.
Oh, okay.
Like their
okay.
story is the mm-hmm. story. They're not a subsection of something you know that is a larger picture.
Okay. And what's your favorite anime movie?
My favorite? You know, I know I only just watched it recently, but I was talking to you about it before. The Silent Voice one.
Right, that's the one that is in the top three now, right?
Yeah, it's the number mm-hmm. it's the number three one on that website and ranking. It was really good.
All right. That's a good segue, because you were telling me about it before, I wanted to bring it back up. So, just go over the movie again, the premise, and why you liked it so much.
All right, so you have them in a school scenario where everyone is like, that's so overly used in the anime community, like mm-hmm. just starting in the school. But they
I was playing Fire Emblem Tokyo Mirage, I think, and that starts in a school. And that's a video
yeah,
game.
Right. Everything in Japan starts in school. Like, you go to work and you end up in like a school building. And
oh my
like,
gosh.
It's like, how did I get here? Just go with it. Just go with it. But anyways, so they're in the elementary school. The two main characters are a guy and a girl. The guy is someone who ends up being like, he grows as a person because he's actually a pretty terrible child to this mm-hmm. girl, because she has a hearing problem which makes her deaf.
Mm-hmm.
And he and a bunch of the kids in the class end up bullying her.
Just because she's different?
Because she's different. And although he does a lot of terrible things, he gets listed as like the primary bully. So everyone in the class, even the ones who were bullying her as well, kind of just throw him under the bus and say, yeah, this is him.
Oh, yeah. Because I guess he's bullying her more than everyone else, or he's doing the worst, or he's leading everybody into it.
Not exactly, but
or did he just get fucked?
Like,
or is it a combination?
They were doing some pretty bad things too.
And okay.
I mean, his things were probably the worst, but
mm-hmm.
they shouldn't have just let him ride that by himself because
they were all being fucking assholes.
Right, and they lead him all the way into high school after a time skip, and he's seen as this guy who's a bully.
Okay.
For when he's growing up, and he's all depressed and everything. And
mm-hmm. Is he still bullying when he's in?
No.
He's not bullying anymore. Everyone's just like.
He's actually like a decent person. He was just a bad kid.
Yeah.
So.
He just had the most energy out of all the kids and just decided to take it out.
Yeah.
On this deaf, poor deaf girl.
Right. And yeah. She didn't deserve it. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They go through the time skip and he ends up meeting her again through chance, like somewhere, but although everybody else has listed him as like a really big bully, the girl was never really mad at him.
Yeah.
So, because she originally wanted the whole thing to work out as they would have been friends from the beginning, but because how he acted, it was all fucked up, and now he's coming and apologizing and everything. Yeah. And then they go through a whole bunch of twists and turns, and so from somebody whose life was already in a bad spot because they're different from everyone else, being deaf and everything and having to live with those hard parts of life, and then she gets paired with this guy who started in a better situation, but then he gets branded kind of the same way she is, as being different because he's seen as a bully.
Okay.
So they're both like
outcasts.
Really outcasts, yeah. And they're both depressed, and they have like no friends. Well, the girl doesn't not have friends, but like she's a very limited circle, and he is like almost nobody.
Yeah, because his circle is she got kicked out, or she didn't get kicked out. She transferred, and he's grown up with all these people, right?
Right.
And they're all just like this fucking asshole, right?
This is the guy who bullies deaf people.
Yeah, this is the guy. Like, if your baby has something wrong with it, he just walks up to you on the street and laughs in your face and goes, "You're stupid fucking baby," right?
Yeah.
He's that. That's what's in their minds, right?
And so he ends up, he meets her again. He tries to make things up with her, but the people who are with her don't want to accept him for being someone who's coming back and apologizing.
Are these people, like, are they living in the same city, just going to different schools?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so
no, they go to the same school.
Oh, they go to the same school?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's kind of like his redemption story, and then it turns into not only his redemption, but them saving her in a certain way while he's saving himself.
Yeah.
And it's just a really beautiful story. You'd have to watch the rest of it because I don't want to spoil everything.
Yeah. But there's no superpowers in this?
No, it's it's definitely in the slice of life genre.
The slice of, you were telling me about the slice of life yesterday before we decided to do the podcast. Uh-huh. And
it's a hard genre to get people interested in if they're big fantasy fans.
Yeah.
Because
well,
a lot
I guess
of people watch
anime is like they want to watch the fantasy, right? Because you can draw whatever you want, right?
Right.
But so I guess it's hard to get them to watch just a regular movie that's animated.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not even just movies, shows.
Oh yeah, yeah, shows. Yeah, we were talking about movies earlier, so
yeah. So, like having to watch 12 episodes of something that's just everyday life.
Yeah.
I mean, people do that with like The Big Bang Theory, Friends, you know, shows.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
It's just like sitcoms, but, or whatever, just whatever TV show you like to watch.
But I don't know. I feel like people...
Just harder with the anime crowd?
Right, yeah, because people expect a certain quality of show.
Yeah.
From a
grandiose factor. And
like, certain genres, that's just what they come to expect. And then when you're thrown something so normal, it's just...
What the fuck is this? Is it a pretty small genre right now, or...
Yeah, but... So, it's the big thing. When you go through the different seasons of anime, there's usually about one or two, or even zero, slice of life animes that come out in the different seasons. I don't know if you know about the seasons.
No, explain the seasons.
So, it's really simple. It's as I say it. So, there's the fall season, the winter season, summer, spring.
Okay.
Kind of. So they do the whole loop, and if you notice how they have it set up, because in when we see it here, when we see the shows, we're just seeing the aftermath of how they do it, because in Japan, they're actually airing the shows as TV.
Yeah, okay.
So when stuff comes out to us, it's kind of like, oh, I'll YouTube that, or Crunchyroll or something, so... It's like we're watching it through streaming areas, but for them, it's their
cable,
right? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of how the seasons work, and why a show that you think should be continued doesn't get continued because
they didn't get the ratings. Yeah,
they don't get the ratings, or the biggest thing for it's not even just ratings. It's like people have to go out and support the show more than just watching it by buying merchandise, buying the DVD, buying the manga, and a lot of people won't do that. So,
okay, that's interesting, because I guess I didn't know that before, so I would have just thought it's just they just draw these, right, and then they animate them, but. I didn't realize that it's what they broadcast over there.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Like TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Way different than like what we have over here. I think we don't even air that really.
We don't air live anime.
Okay.
Only reruns on like random cartoon shows and stuff. Like they throw it in like the midnight hour kind of shows.
I remember waking up at like 4 in the morning to watch Inuyasha.
Yeah, they have anime is only on TV here in America at the worst times, like when nobody's up or watching TV.
I guess they figure just people that like anime, they're just gonna be up all night. And
yeah, and that's true.
Yeah. Well, I know what your schedule's all fucked up. You go to bed at like 3 in the morning.
I know. You gotta have time to live your day. Through the day, and then at nighttime when nobody's bothering you, that's when you watch your shows.
Oh, okay. And when did you start? When did you start watching all your anime?
I had been a small watcher before, like throughout middle school and high school, but the moment I hit freshman year of college, I had the worst roommate possible, so. It was like being in my room was like a nightmare. So I had to do something.
Yeah.
And
that something was spent copious amounts of time just churning through anime.
I would literally stay in my room like all day and binge watch seasons upon seasons of anime.
Okay.
Like, it took me a month to go from episode 0 of One Piece to catch up to where it was at the time.
Oh man, because I remember
is ridiculous.
You have to watch hours and hours of it then per day.
There was like five. They were at like episode 500 something when I first started, and it only took me like a month. So if you count that down, 500 plus episodes. Each episode's like 30 minutes or. Yeah, it's more like 25.
Yeah,
25,
yeah.
26 minutes times 500. So.
You're spending a ton of time watching anime.
Fuckload.
Oh, man. I want to hit on those slice of life animes. Mm-hmm. Now, those are they? Actually, this is a bit of a deeper question. I guess back to the broadcasting thing. Do we get all the animes that they broadcast over there at some point?
Yeah.
In on like Crunchyroll or whatever, right?
No. That's actually no. We
or in some way, shape, or streaming form, we get all of the.
We do. However, if you wanted all of them on ad-free sites.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to be paying for a lot of different subscriptions because Crunchyroll doesn't get everything.
Yeah, yeah. I'm assuming it's a business, and there's competing companies to Crunchyroll that they get the rights to certain ones to
Kadokawa,
stream them.
Konami, mm-hmm. all these different broadcasting things.
Mm-hmm.
They all want a piece of the pie, and you got to give if you want to get.
And is Crunchyroll by far the biggest, or is it pretty close with the other ones?
It's up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably one of the more notable ones that's being pushed recently.
Mm-hmm.
They recently they merged their site with another one of the
There was another big anime site. I remember reading
that.
They
wanted to put it together, and I haven't looked into that yet because. I already pay for Crunchyroll, so why do I have to go to the other one? But it might be worth taking a look. I'll look into it.
Yeah.
See how that goes.
That's Sensei's homework right there. Uh-huh. Check that out. And then Amazon and Netflix, they're also coming out with animes. I was reading about...
Netflix more than Amazon. Mm-hmm. They'll have some good ones here and there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But... I know so many people who already have Netflix, so it's not hard to get a Netflix account.
And so, back to the slice of life animes. Since we do, in some way, shape, or form, depending on your broadcast or your streaming website or whatever, we get their these animes. Is the slice of life just not popular over in Japan either?
No, it is.
It is.
It is. That's why you see the most random animes jump to the top of the charts. Like, what is it? Haiku?
Mm-hmm.
The volleyball one? It's just volleyball, but it's like, it's in the top 10 anime. And you sit there and you're like, how can something about volleyball be so, so amazing?
If I wanted to watch volleyball, I'm sure I could just look up volleyball highlights on YouTube or something, right?
Right. And it's not even girls in the show. It's guys.
It's dudes playing volleyball. Yeah. They're not even going on YouTube to get the like the looks or anything. They just rather watch drawn dudes with like massive eight packs, right?
Play like Super Saiyan level volleyball.
Yeah, that's like the I've seen a clip for that basketball one that you just you don't like basketball, so you haven't watched
that
one.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't even remember the name of that one.
Yeah.
I haven't even bothered to look at it.
That one seems to be pretty popular though. I've heard about that one. Yeah.
I don't understand.
But I think that's because you don't like basketball, Dave.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't know if I would like it either though. Because I feel like if I want to watch basketball, I'm gonna turn on the TV and watch fucking basketball. You know what I mean?
Right. I guess it's that's a fair argument, but. As someone who's watched a lot of slice of life shows...
Is it more about the interactions?
So, yeah.
Okay, like I can see that.
People watch it to, like, watch the people in the show.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Because I guess with an anime, you can build up their backstory and you can see interactions with everyone else.
Slice of life ones have some of the best backstories.
Okay, yeah, that would make sense. Because that's... their whole story is just the background and what the character is up to every day. I guess I could see where you'd want to see that in your basketball animes, because when you turn on basketball on the TV, you don't get to see how they go in the locker room and play grab ass.
Because in this past summer season, they came out with one about scuba diving. Okay. Manchu, and my first reaction when I first saw the trailer for it was, what the fuck is this? Who is watching something about people scuba diving?
And is it just...
It's just scuba diving and these people living their lives. But it's so nice.
It's relaxing.
It's relaxing, and yeah. They have a nice opening song, and it gets you so cheerful and happy. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's enjoyable to watch, but it's yeah. in the at the end of the day, you're like, I just spent, you know, however long, you know, five episodes, so 2 hours or yeah. so.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I watched people for 2 hours. Trying to learn how to scuba dive so they can eventually go scuba diving.
they didn't blow anyone up.
No.
They didn't get yellow hair.
Nobody died. There's no drama. It's just life.
There's no even so I know there's a lot of high school drama in anime where there's the love interests and everything. There's none of that.
No.
It's just everyday life.
It's their love for scuba diving.
That's it.
And their love for the ocean.
Okay. And that's it. All right. You know, you do you. Or these anime characters do them, right?
I mean, for me, because I've watched so much anime, that kind of show is really nice for me because it's very restful. But for someone who is new to anime,
it's not the anime
you would. I would not recommend that to them because it's too.
It's too niche. It's
too chill.
Yeah.
That would not be where I would start someone.
I can't imagine if it was like you introducing me to anime for the first time, they're like, dude, you have to watch this show. Oh, here's my Crunchyroll account. And it's about people scuba diving. And that's it. What do you mean that's it?
That's it.
I could see where that wouldn't be the best way to introduce someone, unless you know that's just what they're going to love. They're going to eat it up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then there was another one you were talking about yesterday in the slice of life category
The Barakamon.
The Barakamon, yeah. You enjoyed that one too, right?
Easily. If you like slice of life animes, it could easily sneak its way into your top 10 list.
Really?
Easy. Especially if you watch it with friends.
Okay.
Because it's, I don't know, it's just very peaceful. You get really drawn into the show, so
mm-hmm.
even if you're with friends, if your friends aren't the people who will talk the whole time during a show,
yeah.
You can sit there and get really immersed in it, and at the end, be like... spend the whole night and then just like everyone just revives off the couch and be like, that was really good.
Yeah, that was really relaxing.
That was really good.
Oh man. And so you say they have some of the best backstory in Slice of Life, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How does the backstory in non-Slice, what is it that's weaker in regular anime? Because they just use other things to drive the story, I'm guessing.
Because they all use overly used scenarios. Like, mm-hmm. It's like everything's almost a superhero story, like Batman.
Yeah.
Oh, my parents were killed, or, oh, you know, the planet that I came from is destroyed, or.
Yeah.
It's always something that's way over the top or something. Mm-hmm. However, in. Shows like One Piece, which are so random that they don't even fit with like the normal ones, that
mm-hmm.
they actually have really, really good backstories because you can't even predict what's going to go on in that show.
Yeah.
So there's certain ones that are that can compete with the slice mm-hmm. of life ones because they're just too good of a show to count them out.
Mm-hmm. And that just, those shows have to have, like, everything going for them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what would you say are your, like, three shows that just have everything going for them?
Ones that are done or continued or...
You know what, just all of them.
One Piece is probably the number one.
I know that's your favorite, right?
By far. That's really too good to miss. Let's see, what else has a really good story? I want to say Naruto.
Mm-hmm.
Naruto's up there. And for a third one, maybe I would say Hunter x Hunter, but mm-hmm. it's not quite there. So I think some honorable mentions for the third spotter: Hunter x Hunter, Bleach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I can count the shorter animes in this because the shorter animes,
it's not enough time.
They don't have enough time to make backstories because
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of them. Seven Deadly Sins tries their best with that one. They don't quite get there because they're kind of like a fantasy thing. And Soul Eater was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look at a list real quick.
Okay. Now, so I noticed for this three, you already, for in your top two, you mentioned two of probably the most well-known anime
uh-huh.
of all time, right?
Yeah.
And I guess, like, there's a reason these are the most well-known, probably the most watched out of an anime, right?
I got the third one.
All right.
I haven't seen all of it yet, but Gintama.
Okay.
Gintama has, like, hundreds upon hundreds of episodes as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really, really popular one because their thing... Have you seen that show?
No, I haven't.
So... It's basically this guy who works at a shop where they do odd jobs for anyone and any asking price because they just need money.
Okay.
So they're like these poor people, but they're not really poor in the sense like, oh, I should feel bad for them. You're like, come on, you bum, get a job.
Like fucking do something.
Yeah, like those kind of people. Like, you'll see them picking their nose while they're waiting for a job to come by. Like,
mm-hmm.
they're not go-getters, and they're idiots. But the whole show's like a comedy, and they make fun of all other shows, but they put it all in one show.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, one episode can be, like, them being super serious, and they're fighting some guy who's... bad guy with a huge backstory and their storyline that connects to them and stuff mm-hmm. because it's all based on futuristic. So aliens came and invaded Earth during kind of, I guess it would be more of the samurai kind of period.
Okay.
Where people are still walking around with swords and stuff and then out of nowhere these aliens with highly advanced technology come and basically take over the Earth. And so, but when they first came, they had like a big fight.
Yeah.
With all like the samurais and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like remnants of those people, but so it's either they die trying to fight, you know, the invaders, or they just blend in with the new life.
Mm-hmm.
And so the main character guy used to be one of like the main lead fighters in the resistance or whatever they called it. And, but now he's just kind of given up.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't know. It's very interesting because that's like the main storyline, right? So, have you ever played, like, Skyrim or something?
Yep.
So, you know how you can go on side quests and stuff and never really follow the main quest if you
want to? I never finished the main quest in that game.
Right. So, that's basically what the
show... I think
show,
most people haven't finished the main quest in that game.
That's basically what the show is. It's like a an animated Skyrim almost. So they show you the main storyline.
But no one gives a fuck about it.
Right. People are more concerned with just seeing, oh, what kind of stupid shit are they going to do next? Because it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
More than them actually going and figuring out the plot of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know. But that gives them so much time to build the main storyline.
Yeah.
Because they can add bits and pieces where they want of the main story.
Mm-hmm.
So
it kind of gives them a sense of freedom where they can just kind of do whatever they want.
They can do anything.
And that's what One Piece has going for it, right? You can just do whatever the fuck you want every episode, right? Well, that's where I'm at right now.
But they don't come up with fantasy stuff all the time. They'll take things from real world stuff, but then make fun of it in their show.
Okay. Alright.
So they could have one episode where they're training in the police academy or something for some reason, because they gotta go chase down some criminal who stole a bag from an old lady, or the next time they get asked to be on be substitute players for a professional soccer team or something.
Just the most random things.
It's so random.
Yeah. Is this Gintama?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny. I'm at episode 100 something. I haven't watched in a while.
How many episodes are there in it? Is it still going or is it done?
No, they're still making it. Mm-hmm. They're on season... I hate saying seasons in big shows like this, because normally when you think of a season, you think of either somewhere from a range of 12 shows to 25 shows, but in this one it could be anywhere from 50 to 75 shows in season one.
Yeah.
Right? Because then they make a huge DVD collection and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's all mixed up. Mm-hmm. But they have... let me just look it up.
Okay. All right, and then... the question I have after that for you is... I think we talked about this a little bit the other day. I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast, but what is... talking about continuing animes and animes that are finished... Since Gintama's still going, off of that, what's one anime you just want to see more of that's finished? It's done, but...
They're probably close to 300 episodes.
In Gintama?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and repeat that question.
Yeah, so in an anime that is finished, done, they're not making it anymore,
mm-hmm.
what's your number one anime that's, I want to see more of this, but it's done?
But they're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of good ones.
Mm-hmm. I remember watching Parasite. I don't know how popular that one is. Oh, it's just something I enjoyed. And I remember
Parasite was a good one.
I remember wanting more from that, for sure. I mean, they ended it off and I got it, and I was like, okay.
It was a terrible ending, though.
It would have been...
how good the anime was, that was a terrible ending.
Yeah. It would have been exciting to see more enemies and then them take it farther. How many episodes was that? That was must have been 20-some episodes, maybe little bit more.
It's 25 or
25 episodes. I felt like they did so much in 25 episodes.
I know. That's what made it good.
Mm-hmm.
And
what are you looking up right now? Are you just looking up a list?
Question.
Okay.
The Heroic Legend of Arslan is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That they stopped. I wish they would go further with.
Is it stopped, it just doesn't have funding anymore, or it's they finished the storyline?
Well, it was another summer season anime, so they just finished with it.
Mm-hmm.
They just finished with the second season, and I'm not sure if they're coming back with another one.
Mm-hmm.
They left it where it's they could, but it'll be a long time from now.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of... No, actually, Berserk's going to be back in 2018. They already confirmed that.
Yeah.
What was another one? Black Lagoon. Lagoon's a good one. Mm-hmm. That one's actually kind of a slice of life. However, that one's pretty intense because it's not realistic in the sense of it being normal everyday life. It's some guy being in a... I don't know, he's like an accountant or something,
mm-hmm.
and he ends up like getting... He's just tired with everyday life and his boss shitting on him for like no good reason and people...
I'm done with this, fuck this.
Basically, and he's tired of being the guy who takes all the hits for no reason for other people, and when he gets non-announcer respect... And he ends up getting himself involved with kind of, like, black market kind of people.
Okay.
Who do, like odd jobs that aren't legal jobs.
Okay.
So to say. So, like, being bounty hunters or, you know, selling weapons and stuff or being involved in, like, gang-related activities and whatnot. But he's, like, a regular dude. So they go through the life of him, and he slowly, I wouldn't say evolve, he devolves down to their level of kind of the underworld. And it's a really interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
But they ended that one on, like, the second season, and that one's almost indefinitely not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Not because they can't, I just don't think there's any interest.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, we were just watching... We were watching the movie the other day, Death Note.
Oh, yeah.
Which was terrible.
Oh, my gosh. That was one of the worst fucking movies I've ever watched.
But I feel like they could continue that, too.
Yeah.
They could have the Death Note move to a new person.
Yeah. Oh, no, for sure. I feel like there's a lot there.
Right. But,
I was happy with where it ended. Like, I was like, oh, they finished it and everything.
Right.
But I see where you mean that there's definitely, you could definitely do more there.
Right.
At the end. But that movie was so fucking bad. We didn't even finish it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever watched a successful transition from anime to live action?
No.
You never watched one?
No.
That was, ugh. It's and Netflix awful. Produced it too, so you would kind of think, give them the benefit of the doubt that Netflix would be okay.
They had one big name actor in there voicing the Death God and didn't work out.
That was the Green Goblin, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's just... I feel like that's... You get a big name actor, kind of, but it's just not good because people are just thinking of the Green Goblin the whole time.
That's what I was thinking the whole time.
Yeah. I remember you telling me that you were like, oh my gosh, the guy they picked to voice Ryuk was... This is a Green Goblin. You'll hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my gosh. Right. As soon as he started speaking, you just think of Green Goblin quotations.
Right. That's what that's what I was making jokes the whole time.
Yeah. And then, why was he screaming all the fucking time?
I don't know. They ruined his character so bad.
How far did we get it? We probably got, like, what, 40 minutes in? We stopped watching basically.
We got to, like, 20 minutes, and then...
We were just hanging out, right?
We were just talking.
Yeah, we weren't even watching it, yeah.
Only when somebody did something stupid, we looked back or whatever.
I know our friend Joe, he watched it all, and he said it was really fucking bad. He said he almost didn't finish it. And me and Joe have watched some pretty bad movies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's another one. A show called Overlord.
Okay.
So, you know Sword Art Online?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, person puts on... Well, it's not even virtual reality. Well, it sort of is. But anyways, they get... Their brain gets them put into a game, sort of.
Okay.
So that they're in the game and their whatever real body is mm-hmm. no longer there.
Okay.
But it's there, but their conscience isn't with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, Overlord is the same kind of deal. However, he's not some, like... Well, it is kind of like Sword Art Online where the main character is like this guy who's like, wow, he can beat everyone, right? But
yeah.
In Overlord, you know, you kind of hear the name of that, and the guy is like, apparently whatever he was in the game is like, everything is maxed out on his account.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. He's like insane.
Yeah.
But he used to be part of some guild thing in the show, and all the people in the guild are gone, but somehow he wanted to play the game one last time because it was a game that was going out of fashion.
Okay.
And he wanted to be like, okay, this is the last time I play on the server before we shut it down mm-hmm. and stop playing. And then he ends up, there's a glitch or something, and his whole castle thing, because whatever, they can spend money to build a guild or something, the whole thing gets teleported somewhere.
Yeah.
And, he has no idea where he is. He can no longer log out or something.
Oh, okay.
There's no... So it's kind of like SAO.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know. Then they go from there. They go through this whole big thing of them trying to figure out stuff about the new world that they're in.
Okay, and so it's just an entirely new world. Yeah.
Right. So, mm-hmm. But it uses the same features, and there's little nitpick things, I guess, that relate to the game he was in. So
okay.
It's like, I understand this, but there's new things, and
oh, okay.
I gotta learn whatever these things so I can get out of here, but mm-hmm. at the same time, it's almost like was never really a person, and the thing might as well have just been he was this crazy overlord guy
from
the beginning. I mean, they don't say that, but that's basically how the anime goes. It's not like Sword Art Online where they're like, oh, they're still stuck in the game.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we could care less if he was stuck in the game or not. Like, I'm interested in the character he is in the game.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about the character.
Right, because they haven't given us anything to work on, so we don't know anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they do a lot of battle scenes, which are all really cool.
Yeah.
And they show all these different kind of like magic abilities, and it gets really intense in the final battle.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some hidden enemy that caused something in the final battle that was like, why did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one should have this amount of power to do what they did. And is somebody like messing with us? And then they kind of just leave it there.
Yeah.
With no confirmation of another season. Let me see when this came out. In 2015, show came out. And we're in 2017, almost halfway through now. Maybe more than halfway through.
2017?
Of 2017, yeah.
Yeah, we're more than halfway through.
And I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
About any continuation for that show.
Okay.
So.
This is a little bit off the question I asked. But, SAO. I remember watching a YouTube video somewhere where some guy was like, SAO fucking sucks.
Everybody hates SAO or they love SAO?
Everyone hates it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does everyone actually hate it?
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know.
Because I enjoyed the first season.
That's what people say. They're like, first season was okay, mm-hmm. and then I hated everything else, and it made me hate the first season, too. And I'm like, how does that happen? It was good. I thought it was good. I don't understand.
I guess because there was so much at stake in the first season.
Yeah.
And then the second season came along, and it just was not as much at stake. I don't know. I enjoyed the whole show. But I guess the majority of people just hate it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did they hate? So they watched it all the way through, and then they're just like, "This is so bad." Oh, they got bored.
I'm assuming they just got bored because it was. I guess they felt it was a repeat or something, and they didn't. May have been a different world that they're in or stuck in the next time, but they were just. I don't know.
Yeah.
People just weren't enthralled.
Yeah. Are they making another season of that or no?
They made a movie.
Oh, they made a movie?
Yeah.
How was that?
Wish I knew. Didn't watch it.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
Yeah, didn't care to.
Oh, were you done after that last season?
Sorta, like...
What happened to your advice today, Dave? Do not count out anime movies.
It's not that I counted it out. I guess, yeah, you're right. Kind of a hypocrite on that one.
Yeah. Maybe we'll watch that one together.
We'll watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think we got a lot done today.
Yeah.
We talked about slice of life animes. I now know infinitely more about them than I did before, because what I knew about them before was nothing. Mm-hmm. So you definitely taught me about that. We touched on what we ended off there on SAO a little bit, and then we definitely... I was glad to hear about your animes that you want to see more of. So, okay, my homework...
That list could be forever.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure we'll hit on it again either next time or at some point. I'm sure you could just keep going and going and going for however long you want. But I definitely want to... We'll watch that the SAO movie.
Ordinal scale.
Per your advice, don't count out anime movies. And then I have to watch another.
Now that I think of it.
Well, it's too late now. You've already told everyone. And I'll watch another. I'll try and watch another.
Okay. All
right. Any closing statements for you?
While you're watching another, you have to stay with it. The first two episodes are pretty dry.
Mm-hmm.
And once I hit episode 3, towards the end of it, is when they start doing the stuff.
Okay.
Otherwise, because you have to know that beforehand, because if you go in and you're just like, I'm just not really feeling it because they're not doing anything.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be creepy and I'm not getting creeped out. It's like,
okay,
just wait.
Okay, I'll wait. That leads... Now I want to ask you another question, but I'm going to save it for next time. And we'll start off on it if we remember.
Okay.
How many episodes does it usually take for an anime to pick up?
And
depending on the anime. Maybe we'll talk about that next time.
Okay.
So keep that in your head, Sensei.
Okay.
This is Lucas, the student. I'm signing off for the night. And
it's David. Me, Mario.
No.
Also signing off.
And Sensei Dave signing off. Thank you guys for tuning in to episode 2. And I'll do my homework this time. And we'll take Sensei's advice, not skip out on the movies. And we'll be back.
And hopefully Joe will be here next time.
Yeah, hopefully we can get Joe in soon. And it's going to be a party. All right. Yeah. Thank you guys. And bye.